Harper Audio presents Cancel the Wedding by Carolyn Dingman, performed by Tavia Gilbert. Prologue. August 1956, Huntley, Georgia. The strap from the overloaded canvas satchel dug into Janie's shoulder as she made her way down the well-traveled path to the river. She could feel that George was already there before she could hear him, and long before she could see him. They were only 10 years old, but they had been tuned into each other like that for as long as she could remember. As she jumped over one of the small creeks that fed into the river, she glanced at the wild blueberry bushes growing on its small bank. They had all been picked clean, so she didn't bother to stop. Janie left the cool shade of the tree-lined trail and burst into the blazing sunlight on the bank of the water. She was at the hitch, a bend in the river where the dunk pool formed every spring, which was what they called the slow, swirling pond of water that was deep enough for swimming. There were 100 secret places on this river, and they knew all of them. She had sensed correctly that George was already there, jumping off of the overlook, an enormous granite outcropping over the frigid waters. Janie watched as he jumped high into the air before diving into the water. The soda bottles clanked together as Janie put her heavy pack right next to George's. Strewn about in the mud were the contents of Oliver's bag. Oliver was George's twin brother. He had probably tossed the bag carelessly over his shoulder while running into the water. As Janie gathered his scattered belongings, she noticed a handful of cherry bombs. She groaned, thinking of the near catastrophe the week before, when Oliver blew up a soda bottle with firecrackers. One glass shard had sliced his forehead open, requiring 6 stitches. He just missed his left eye. Making sure the boys couldn't see her from their vantage point, Janie dunked the cherry bombs in the river, soaking them through. Then she tossed them back on the ground where she had found them. George waved to Janie from the overlook. "Get in already!" He dove again, and Janie jumped into the chilly water and swam to the deepest part of the dunk pool where her feet couldn't touch. George's head popped up next to her, and he grabbed her hand, pulling her through the water until she could stand. They climbed onto the overlook, the baking stone hot under their feet. Janie shielded her eyes and looked across the sparkling river for some sign of Oliver. George pointed to the far bank at the rope swing, which was tied to the overarching limb of an ancient water oak. Oliver ran down the path and vaulted from the rocky ledge, his arms flailing until he connected with the lowest knot in the tattered, unraveling rope. When the rope swept up to its highest point, he let go. The rope whipped back as Oliver curled his sinewy body into a tight ball, flipping through the air with no effort, before landing with a graceful dive into the deepest portion of the dunk pool. George and Janie watched this feat together from the overlook. Like Oliver, they were a vision of pointy elbows and gangly legs, strapped with the tight muscles and scabbed knees of childhood. George asked, "How can he be like that in the water, but such a mess on land?" Janie thought mess wasn't a strong enough word. She lay down on the hot rock, resting her head on George's leg. "He had cherry bombs." George tossed small stones and acorns into the river below. "I know. He bought them with his bottle return money." He didn't have to ask if Janie had already sabotaged them, and she didn't have to answer. Sometimes it was exhausting keeping Oliver safe from himself. Janie said, "I brought extra food and some sodas." "Oh, good. Oliver ate most of his food on the hike down here."
"I figured."
George asked, "What'd you bring?" Janie rattled off her list of provisions. Fried chicken, biscuits, potato salad, homemade pickles, peach hand pies. She trailed off before even listing the 2 kinds of cookies she had brought. Chocolate chip for her and George, peanut butter for Oliver. It suddenly occurred to her what a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?